Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, bringing you another of Lauren Paul Decker's stories here on Soul Chaser, the podcast. Lauren's two books, Soul Chaser and I Love You Church, are available at Amazon Books, Barnes & Noble, ChristianBook.com, and many other fine bookstores. Here's today's story. It's titled Snapshots. We've been taking a lot of pictures at the Decker home lately. There have been trips taken to Florida, Soul Fest, Horseneck Beach, and of course, we never tire of snapping candid shots of the youngest ones and their antics. Suffice it to say, I've been flipping through a lot of photos. Now, I can't prove this scientifically, and my only evidence is anecdotal, but I have noticed something interesting about us humans. Think with me. When observing a picture of a group of people, who do we look for first? Right, ourselves. More often than not, we sneak a quick glance our own way to see how it came out. How does your hair look? Moot point for me. How goofy is your smile? How tubby are we getting to be these days? Not a moot point for me. Back to the photos. After quick but careful analysis of us, we expand our view to see the whole gang and decide if anyone else is going to see this print. The only time that I know of when we look at ourselves after viewing someone else is when the photo involves our children. If there's a picture snapped of me holding sleepy baby Drew on the couch, I always ooh and ah over how cute he is before I ever look at my own picture. I look to see my daughter Evangeline opening her birthday gift with delight before noticing my pleasured expression in the background. Guaranteed. We always love to see pictures of ourselves reflected in our children. It inspires us to measure their lives in single, beautiful moments, stilled by the camera's eye. And that's how it should be. When someone says, "She looks just like her dad," it thrills me far more than any photo of me ever could. Still thinking with me? How much joy, then, does it provide our Heavenly Father when one of our captured life moments reflects His very image in us? His family album is full of snapshots of you and me. His eyes scan the backdrop of His earth, looking for great moments in the lives of His children. And there they are, stuck up on his fridge, a bunch of goofy smiles. We are loved children of God. First in the Father's heart. Yes, He loves us first. Think about that. So never doubt the importance of worship. It gets our eyes off of ourselves and puts them squarely on God. Now the trick is to live that way. I heard a great story the other day in my pastor's fellowship group. It seems there was a group of esteemed philosophers and theologians at a Bible conference years ago. An impromptu discussion broke out in one of the hallways outside of one of the lectures. The subject was, "What sets Christianity apart from other world religions?" As the group of high-minded thinkers pontificated and set forth their lengthy answers, someone noticed that the British author C.S. Lewis was passing by. Looking to draw him into the discussion, one theologian posted the question, "Lewis, what makes Christianity different from the other world religions?" Without missing a step or a beat, the author replied, "Grace," and kept on walking. We are recipients of great, passionate grace. But with grace comes the responsibility to live up to such a noble calling. We are representatives, snapshots, if you will, of God's deep investment in humankind. Our character carries the message. We are recipients of love. Now say cheese.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.